download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Sorry for that lengthy commercial break. A lot of folks have a lot to say, and we don't want to stop them. Joining us, somebody who has more to say about tomorrow night, Christine James, our managing news editor, who will be at the table tomorrow night. What, about 7:30?
7 o'clock we go on with our pregame show. It's always John Creed and I and whoever else from the posse who tends to wander in here. Great time. We don't start calling the races until 8 o'clock, but, you know, I start with John Creed. Those of you that are not familiar with John, John is a statistician, also a former priest. So sports, politics, religion, he's a guy I like to ask, and he was a statistician with the Celtics for 40 years. He'll show you his championship ring if you ask him.
And the watch. He has a watch, too,
that,
doesn't he?
He's got it. He's got all the bling that goes with the Celtics. Which, and Red Auerbach, best man at his wedding. We've got reporters out in the field. We've got reporters at Town Hall. We will bring you every race that matters here, starting at 8 o'clock, you know, when we start the results calling in. But we've got full analysis, too. We've got our political posse here. I'm going to be joined by Dan Pallotta, Plymouth County Commissioner, D.A. Mattel, longtime writer and columnist, Craig Pina, who's sitting right here.
Hi.
Hello,
hi.
How are you? your other half of the Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and that's, of course, Ed Miller.
But I'm the one that wins.
I know, but you guys never agree on anything. It's so good. Tom O'Brien's coming by. Sam Sutter, Bristol County DA as well. He ran in that 9th congressional race. And if you remember, on primary night, one of his bellwether towns in the Cape checked in with votes. He called that race. He said it's going to be 500 votes. It was 523 votes. So
wow. He
knows the district. We've got everything you could imagine and more, and it's going to be here on election night. So tune in starting at 7 o'clock right here on 95.9WATD.com. You can also listen online, 95.9WATD.com.
Expecting any surprises this year?
You know what? It's hard to say. I think there's going to be a couple races that are going to be closer than people think they are.
That's true.
Yeah, and there may be one or two upsets. One or two upsets. John Creed and I usually write those predictions down, and then maybe we'll reveal some of them after 8 o'clock.
Put them in an envelope, do the whole Kreskin thing?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
That's right. Maybe bend a few spoons. Yeah. Have a good time.
Well, we'll look forward to two. Well, myself, I'll be in Brockton. I'll
That's
be
right.
Brockton
correspondent. Team Tachi.
Team Tachi, as I'll have a couple of reporters who will be at the 10th Plymouth District. They'll be with Michelle Dubois, who I believe is going to be at mm-hmm. the Brockton VFW. And then there's, I would say, the Artisan Asian Bistro in West Bridgewater. That's where Brendan will be, Brendan Conley.
So that's good. You'll give us everything that's happening in Brockton Town Hall in that 10th race. What do you think? Any surprises tomorrow night?
There's going to be a couple of surprises. I definitely think we'll see a couple of surprises. We'll see a couple of seats changing. We'll discuss that in a couple of minutes here. But I actually, there's some really close races, and it's going to be interesting. Folks have been out there, and I think a lot of it depends on what happens with the governor's race. The governor's race could really tell the tale mm-hmm. depending on how some of the seats end up swaying. If Charlie Baker wins, you could see a little bit of a ripple mm-hmm. all the way down here on the South Shore.
People are coming out for the ballot questions. I think that's what's going to drive the high numbers in this election, even more so than the races. But that's going to bring the numbers that people like to see to the races. So should be a good night. Tune in. We'll bring you every race that counts right here on 95.9 starting at 7 o'clock.
Thank you so much for joining us, Christine.
You're welcome. You got your whole crew here.
You get the whole posse.
Those of you at home, a whole room of handsome men
talking
motley
politics.
Crew. Okay. Remember, it's radio. I was going to just say that. No cigars,
we
boys.
We all have a
no
face cigars. For radio.
Beat the line.
There she is, Christine James, managing news editor, starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in for the pregame show.
Yes, thank you very much. Gentlemen, it's been real.
Start your engines.
Excuse me. Thank you.
So we'll kind of go around the room real quick. We have, of course, Craig. Craig, how are you doing?
All right, how you doing, Kevin?
We're doing pretty good. And we have Miles. Miles, how are
good
you
evening.
Doing?
Good evening.
And Edmund. Or do you like it Ed, right?
Ed Toomey, yeah.
Ed Toomey.
Yeah. How you doing?
Wait, make sure you lean right into that bad boy. Don't be afraid.
How you doing, guys?
I know Alex listening. Is kind of burly, but, you know, he's a big teddy bear.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have Alex Bazanson.
Good evening, gentlemen.
A gentleman who is busy out there as well. I guess...
And
Joe Rossi.
Don't ever forget about your regular co-host.
Well, if you did want to promote the show, you might...
Ooh. Oh, I knew it was coming.
The zingers, they're coming early and often. we are going to open up the phone lines if folks want to. If you are a candidate, and I'm trying to say this specifically, if you're a candidate for a race in on the South Shore, or maybe you're running for governor, you're running for treasurer, AG. We'd like to hear from you.
You're running for governor?
If you're in Essex County, well.
What if you're running for dog catcher?
Well, depends on where you're running for dog catcher.
That was dog catcher.
Let's at least until we start getting some calls, because we are going to expect a couple of people to call in for a couple of minutes to talk about their particular races. I guess the first one on that we should probably start is we decided beforehand is that we want to kind of start with some of the ones that are lower on the ballot. Let's kind of throw a dart and let's say, how about Register of Probate? That's for Plymouth County Register of Probate. That's going to be an interesting race.
Yeah, but I think it'll be a quick call.
You really think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Why is that?
Well, because of the dynamic of the race, I think Matt McDonough, and for those of you listening, obviously, I'm out of everyone in the room, Kevin and I are probably the most independent people on the board. I think that's fair to say.
I'm the most. You're
I'm probably second, then. Yeah, just from an outside view looking in, especially because I've watched that WATD debate about five times, both listened and watched.
He thinks it's a must. You've told me that every time I see him. It's like, yeah. I watched it again last night. It was a great political forum,
and I think I think McDonough has a really good grasp on that.
What do you think, Miles?
You know, 2010 really surprised a lot of people. One countywide race that I think was a shocker was Sandra Wright winning.
Mm.
That being said, where this is an open seat, I think anything is possible. If people have not been following this race, which it's, you know, it is far down the ballot. It's not one of the top races going on here.
Mm.
So that being said, I think anything could happen. But I think it's a Republican year. It's going to be very interesting to see, but I'm certainly not going to rule out a Tony O'Brien upset.
Okay. Edmund?
I think Matt McDonough's experience as an attorney would make a great Register of Probate, and that's one reason why I'm supporting Matt McDonough.
Okay. Craig?
You have to remember, this is a county seat. Most people don't follow county races. It really comes down to who's most well-known and who gets out in the county, and Tony O'Brien, whether you think he's going to win or not, he works hard.
Yeah, that's
he works,
true.
He works he pretty darn he hard, and a lot of people know who he is.
Yeah.
He has a great shot of scoring the win in this one.
No, what do you think as far as, was there any level of negativity in this race that might turn voters off?
The negativity, really, I know of people who were turned off by it, and I'm not saying it's one candidate or the other, but I think if people have followed the race, it's pretty easy to kind of see where it is.
And that's going to be the reason why I think Matt McDonough is going to take this race, and I think he's going to take it by several percentage points.
And I think joining us, we have Senator Robert Hedlund. Are you in a race this year, Senator?
Yes, I'm in a race with Mr. Blank.
Really?
Mr. Blank.
Mr. Blank. Would you like to weigh in on any particular race?
No, just checking in, treating how things are on my old show, and just, you know, encourage everyone to get out and vote.
Well, is there a particular race that you're watching, Senator? Is it strictly just the Baker-Coakley race, or is there anything else maybe here on the South Shore that you're going to be looking for assistance in the State House?
Well, I think we have a lot of competitive Senate races going on. If you saw Frank Phillips's piece in the Globe, he was accurate in his assessment, we're going to pick up seats and heard anywhere from 4 to 6 new seats. Obviously, Vinny DiMatteo does a good job, a good shot.
Senator, this is Miles Heger from East Bridgewater. One quick question for you. Did you get a raise when you brought Jared Valenzuela in to be a legislative aide?
Did I get a what?
A raise.
Did I get a raise?
Yeah.
I got a raise in my blood pressure.
I'm going to have to save this clip. Now, I know you did a little bit of coverage on TV not too long ago. What were some of the questions you guys were talking about there?
I'm actually just coming. Yeah, I'm coming from the studio now. With Jim Browdy and Newman Cable. With Neck and just, general stuff on the gubernatorial situation in New Hampshire. General political talk.
Last question I'll ask you before we let you go, because we got another caller. Does Scott pull it out in New Hampshire?
Very close. It's a strange race. I'm not one that gets interested in polling data too much, but it's really weird, incredible polling data out in New Hampshire. I saw one statistic that something like 40 or 42% of the people who voted for other candidates in the Republican primary will not be voting for Scott. And the other thing that's interesting is, by overwhelming numbers, people who have lived in New Hampshire their whole life were voting for Shaheen. But he's still right there in the polling data. I think the latest tonight was like a 2-point split. And he's somebody you never count out. He's a tenacious campaigner.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us for a few minutes, Senator, and hopefully we'll hear you on a future shows.
Hopefully we'll be up there getting to you guys real soon.
All right. There he is. State Senator Bob Hedlund, and switching gears, and I believe we have Auditor Suzanne Bump joining us. Good evening, Auditor.
Hello there. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good. Thank you for joining us for a couple of moments.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
I guess first and foremost, how are things looking for the campaign for re-election?
Well, I'm very excited about probability, and that's how I'm looking at it, of another term in office. It's been a wonderful opportunity for me to be in government in this position and try to make it work better, save taxpayers some money, and improve the delivery of services that we all count on.
And just so you know, we have a political roundtable that's kind of hanging out here tonight. We are discussing a lot of these races. We have yet to get to your race, but actually one of the gentlemen actually wants to ask you a question.
Sure.
Auditor Bump, one question for you here tonight. My name is Miles Heger from East Bridgewater. There's a certain amount of audits you have to perform a year, and it's my understanding that you have not performed that number. I believe it's 125. Is that correct? And if so, why have you not performed the certain amount of audits needed?
Sure. The law doesn't require us to perform a certain number on an annual basis. It does say that we should audit every department every 3 years, and that we should audit to standards that are set by the federal government. We had to go through a major overhaul of the office since I took it over, because when I came in, I learned, because we brought in auditors from other states who said, you know, Massachusetts, you are not auditing to government standards. You're doing audit work, but it doesn't meet the standards that are set by federal government. And so we had to change everything about the audit process, bring in new staff, all of that. So that slowed down the number of audits that we're doing. But we know that now we are achieving the standards that are specified in the law of complying with the federal requirements, because they came back earlier this year and they reviewed all of our work and found that we have the competent staff, that we're doing the risk analysis that you're supposed to do before you undertake an audit. We are properly researching and documenting and supporting our findings with evidence. So I have emphasized quality over quantity, and we will get our quantity back up now that we've got our quality up to standards.
What do you think are going to be the keys to victory tomorrow?
I think that turnout clearly is the not so secret secret to success. And the Democrats have been working very hard over the past few weeks, and particularly this weekend. I've visited one end of the state to the other, visiting with the canvassers who were going out knocking on doors, the callers who were making the calls to remind people, arrange for rides to the polls if that was counted on. Thankfully, we have fair weather, and it's been pretty much impossible if you turn on TV to avoid the fact that there is an election tomorrow. Mm. So I'm thinking that there's a good turnout. Secretary of State is predicting about the same level of turnout as we had in 2006 when we had an open race for governor. So I'm feeling good. I think the Democrats are going to turn out their base, and if we do that, we know that independents in this state tend to break Democratic, so I think we're in for a good night.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling. Anything in closing?
I just want to reiterate what an honor it is to serve in this position and how proud I am of the work that we have been able to do in the auditor's office. It's just unprecedented that the auditor's office has been able to identify in 4 years $400 million worth of broken systems and misspending and abuse and fraud, and then to be able to work with the legislature to get some fundamental reform in place so that government will continue to serve the taxpayers.
Well, it's been
great, and you guys are terrific. Thanks so much for doing this programming so that folks can be informed and they get a little glimpse into the personalities mm-hmm. and values of the folks running for office. It's really great of you to do this.
Well, we'll definitely wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Auditor Suzanne Bump joining us. Folks, gentlemen, your thoughts?
I was told to play nice. That's all I have to say.
I was told to play nice too, but...
But you know, it'd be really nice to actually get a real auditor in there. I think about Miles' question. She had to change the whole auditor's office. How do you change the auditor's office when you're not an auditor and you don't know how to perform an audit? It'd be
exactly
nice to have a real auditor
said.
In the office.
She brought in people from other states.
Alex.
So you get a job as the auditor and you're learning to become an auditor as you're the state auditor. That makes no sense.
Let him answer.
Obviously, there were problems in the auditor's office before she got there. She got in there. She worked with other states. She's doing quality, not quantity, like she said. And I think she's really turned that office around.
She says she's doing quality work, but she's not an auditor.
She is an auditor.
Let's just remember for 1 second, wasn't it her office that caught the fraud in the EBT department?
No, that was Sean O'Connell.
Okay.
No, I think it was the auditor's office.
It was the auditor's office that did.
John O'Connor picked up on it.
Yeah, so I'm not saying, well, I'm just saying.
So would it be safe to say that the room is divided? So if we were to kind of jump ahead to the auditor's race, that the room is divided 2-2 basically for...
I would say we need a real auditor as a state auditor.
Mary Connaughton was probably the most qualified 4 years ago, and she just barely lost in a year where Charlie lost by a little bit more because Tim Cahill was the independent in that race.
Yeah.
Mary was very, very close in that race, and I think where it could be a Republican wave this year, I think Patricia St. Aubyn has a shot.
There's three candidates for this, right?
I do.
There's the Green Rainbow
will draw maybe 1%.
Merlise, I think I'm saying that correctly.
I'm not concerned about the Green Rainbow Party pulling away from the Republican candidate. there's no votes coming from the Republican candidate.
Do you honestly think that Patricia St. Aubyn, Saint spelled out, is actually going to be able to defeat the incumbent?
Yes,
you do.
I think it's possible in a year like this.
Possible.
In a year like this, okay. it is possible because as the auditor said, they believe that independents in Massachusetts tend to lean Democrat. You're going to see a big change this year.
Either you, gentlemen, Joe.
What is her experience as an auditor?
Patricia St. Aubyn, she's an auditor.
Well, her bio says she has banking experience. She has insurance experience.
And she...
Suzanne Bump has auditing experience.
Okay. We can agree to disagree. Joe, what were you
going to
say?
Well, I was going to say, let's just take a second and run through some of these local races that I think a lot of the listeners will be focused on.
Well, where do you lean as far as the auditors, so we can at least cross that one
okay,
off?
Okay, so the auditor, I mean, just from kind of taking an outside
Joe, you're
look...
Actually,
looking
Joe
in.
Is actually kind of the tiebreaker in this whole thing. Because if we had a five-member panel, it would be perfect.
You know, that's actually one race I haven't heard a lot about. And when I was doing this list when I was coming
you
up here...
You omitted her name?
No, I did. I forgot to put it on the list because I forgot there was a race. But it's on the list, and I circled Bump as who I thought was going to take the seat.
Okay.
And I just think that's because... she's been there, and there is a proven record of at least some reform that she's performed, whether you agree or disagree with her politics.
Let's not get stuck on this one race, though. Okay. Don't forget we have other races.
We've got plenty.
Yeah. Don't chew it up on one race.
Why don't we go to a race which, because on the sheet, I mistakenly circled races because
I want to back up here.
Okay.
Because before Senator Hedlund called in, we were talking about McDonough and O'Brien.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Where do we all kind of stand on this? Is it another split? Well, we got two Republicans, two Dems.
It's unanimous in this room for McDonough, is it?
Then you woke up.
But as I looked at the comic relief, there's a little camaraderie here.
Well, what about the other county race that I did forget to put on here, which is Wright and Vecchi? Because I've seen a lot of Vecchi signs, and I haven't really seen too many Wright. Now, I don't base it on signage, but I'm just kind of...
Let's look Ed and then Miles. Go ahead, Ed.
I support Scott Vecchi for Plymouth County Commissioner. I think, first off, he's a great guy. And I think his experience as a police officer will make very well in the county.
As a county commissioner?
As a county commissioner, yes.
Well, what are the duties of a county commissioner? Do you know?
Yes, they have to look over to county government, make sure the things are properly handled right, make sure town government is properly run well.
Town government or county government?
County government, excuse
me. Okay. Miles?
You know, I find it interesting. I met this gentleman running for Plymouth County Commissioner back in April at our town elections in East Bridgewater, where a lot of candidates come out and meet the voters. And I found it quite odd. Mr. Vecchi was introducing himself as Scott Vecchi, and he's an independent candidate running for Plymouth County Commissioner. Flash forward about a month or so, 2 months later, when he really is starting to get his name out there, I see that he's a Democrat for Plymouth County Commissioner. He introduced himself to quite a few of my friends that day, and they were interested that he
how
was...
How long ago was this?
Yeah, how long ago
April.
Was that? April?
April.
Well, at our caucus, I believe that was in April.
It was in March.
It was in March. He introduced himself at the Abington caucus as a Democrat.
There's
no secret that he was
an independent. Mm. And I think that was something that we asked him during the political forum that we had about being a independent and what makes him think that he would be able to kind of carry that over.
But it's interesting.
I see a lot of. But here's what the one thing. I'm going to ask this before we go to break, and don't give me your answer, but my question is what's the chances that any of you four gentlemen who are staunchly you dedicated to your party, that there might be a candidate that you would go outside party affiliation for? We'll take a break, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD. Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Don't just listen, say something. Call 781-837-4900. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
All right, welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and we are attempting to have a political roundtable. We've had a couple calls, and we have Alex Bazanson, we have Miles Heger.
I think the table's square, Kevin.
Go ahead. See what happens.
It's actually a rectangle.
See what happens. See, I got to get some independence here, so I can get a little free-flowing thought. Craig Pina, as well as Ed Toomey, and of course, my co-host, Joe Rossi, and we've been talking about, trying to talk about a couple of the different races. And then the question that I posed before we went to break, and that is would you guys even consider either talking about or even voting outside of your party race? And would you do that? I mean, is it strictly, if you go into the booth, are you R all the way down or are you D all the way down? Who wants to answer first?
I'll go. I'm D all the way down this year, but in the past I've voted Republicans. But this year, I honestly think that the Democrats are the right choice.
Okay.
I have supported in the past and will support again this year Stephen Lynch. I really like Stephen Lynch. I had him on my TV show back in East Bridgewater in 2010. Great guy, very fair-minded guy. Actually, I wish he won the Democratic primary over our current...
I voted for him in the Democratic primary.
Yeah,
I
love
phenomenal.
Stephen Lynch.
He is phenomenal.
Well, we had that discussion, too, and we were heartbroken when he didn't win that. But, you know, it's great to still have him as our congressman, too, though.
Yeah, it's good that it was a special and he didn't just have to lose that seat, yeah.
I actually just, back in April, had registered to vote. I registered as a Democrat, so I haven't had the ability to vote for a Republican because I've been voting Democrat.
So now that we know that Miles has a man crush on Stephen Lynch, there are some Democrats.
I'm trying to be independent here. I'm trying to be, you know.
I just want to see.
We know you're on the very far right in here. You can't agree with these gentlemen here. I'm trying to be somewhat able to reach across the party aisle.
I have voted for Democrats, but not in partisan elections.
Let's take a look at is there a particular state representative race that any of you are following and you want to kind of weigh in on?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say which there will be a race I'm covering tomorrow is the Cutler Sheehan race. I'll be covering Joe Sheehan at the Knights of Columbus tomorrow for WATD. I think that race, only because of where the race is happening, the district that it's in, I have that on my list here as a toss-up. I know Josh has been working...
A pick'em?
Yeah, I know Josh has been working the district very hard, but...
Lots of signs for Josh on the
only,
way down
The
here.
Only thing working against Josh, other than the fact that he's got a candidate running against him, is the fact that the district is traditionally heavily conservative. Okay. Now, I was talking to somebody today that Josh has done a good job at positioning himself as a moderate Democrat, so that's why I've kind of made the race a toss-up. I'm not really sure how that's going to come out.
Miles?
This is one of the two races I really am following, and it's kind of
the
funny.
State reps race?
Yes.
Yep.
This race is very interesting because you've got a young gentleman running against an incumbent here, and you also have that in Bridgewater Rainham.
Oh, yeah.
But you've got two different
Pacheco
sides.
D'Amelio,
yes.
Right?
Pacheco is a Democrat who I believe Joe Pacheco's.
No relation to the senator.
Right. And I believe Joe is early 30s. And. Joe Pacheco, and Joe Sheehan is 29. Joe Sheehan is a Republican, Joe Pacheco's a Democrat. I'm pretty safe to say that Angelo D'Amelio is going to win the 8th Plymouth District. It's going to be close, but I'm convinced he will. But that's where I jump across, and I see the Cutler-Sheehan race, and I think Sheehan's put in the effort, and I think Sheehan can carry that race here in Hanson-Duxbury and Pembroke.
Okay, Alex?
I honestly haven't been following that race at all.
Well, I believe that your representative did not have a candidate.
No, Jeff is unopposed this year.
Okay.
As you know, I ran Bob Toomey's campaign a couple of years ago against Jeff, but Jeff doesn't hold that against me. Jeff's a good guy.
Okay. I've been watching closely the Cruz and Dubois race, and
that's the 10th Plymouth.
10th Plymouth, and that's going to come down to the wire. I see. If John Cruz can carry 30-40% of Brockton, he'll win.
I
the
say
race.
Half.
He'll win the race.
I say half. Yeah, I think he needs half.
I think I've talked to John quite frequently. John's going to win East Bridgewater Precinct 1, I think, pretty handily. There's plenty of his signs up. I think he wins West Bridgewater maybe 65-35.
So he needs 30-40% of Brockton.
Yeah, I would say if he gets about 30, he'll be fine.
And there is enough displeasure with the other candidate in the city of Brockton that I think he can do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the congressional race? Anybody following the Keating, Bill Keating and John Chapman race? That was a forum we had last week.
I've been following this race intently. However, I believe that just based on looking at the race, Keating will pull out of this, but not by much. I think this is one of those races that we will be surprised by the margin. I think it will be only 3-5%.
I think that Chapman has a shot. I really do.
He has a shot, but I think Keating ends up
again. That's the Republican way of carrying him. I think Tissay up in the 6th district.
Yep.
I think Richard Tissay finally pulls it out this time around. And I think that Keating, if Keating wins, it will be very, very close. But I think Chapman has a shot. You can't rule him out.
So we were talking about it during the break. Who's going to win in this Coulter versus Coulter race? I'm just confused.
I think Tom Coulter has officially been reelected as.
Okay.
We just don't know if he's going to get more on
is
the
Republican
DOR
Democrat.
Side of we don't know.
Then we can call him a flip flopper.
How about the fifth Plymouth District race? And that's Rhonda Nyman versus the incumbent.
You know,
Dave DeCoste.
I think DeCoste has done a great job in terms of campaigning. However, I think the district, just because of the way that it's laid out, you can't take it away from Nyman, and I think she'll pull out with again. Probably closer than people think, but still 5-8%.
I think earlier in the race, it was going to be closer, but I think Rhonda's definitely pulled away now. I think she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look at the gubernatorial race. And this has been a hard fight, and we've been hearing stuff as far as the polls, the latest polls that we have heard is that Charlie Baker is ahead at this particular time. What do you guys think as far as this race being one that will have potential, will carry when it comes to, you know, this whole, the wave on the South Shore, that if Baker is successful, that it may spell success for a couple of other candidates?
Well, I think, Ed Toomey, I think this is going to be a very close election. I think the only poll that matters is the one on Election Day, that being tomorrow. I'm a strong supporter of Martha Coakley. I agree that the minimum wage should be increased, and I also believe in earned sick time.
Okay. We're going to hold you. Okay. Go quickly because we have three callers.
Oh, we got three callers. Yes. Charlie pulls this out pretty easily tomorrow. I think Martha Coakley chokes under pressure. Look at 2010.
Okay.
And I think Charlie's got the right candidate with him, Karen Polito, great pick. That's going to bring and draw the women vote in. Okay. So I say Charlie.
Quickly.
You know, Martha Coakley is such a great Democrat candidate. I hope she continues to run for statewide office so we can continue to beat her.
Joining us right now is a candidate for Register of Probate, Matt McDonough. Mr. McDonough, you have a couple of moments. What's going on?
Kevin, how are you? I'm about to run into the Marshfield Selectman meeting, so I have a couple minutes.
Yeah, if you will, you got two other people. What's how's everything looking campaign-wise out on the trail?
The last day is definitely the busiest day. I drove around the county all day today, dropping off signs to supporters who are going to help us at the polls tomorrow. And at this point, I'm just going to do my work as a selectman this evening, go home and have dinner with my family, and then we'll get started tomorrow morning.
What's been the biggest challenge in this particular race for you?
The biggest challenge is letting people know what the Register of Probate does and how important it is and how most people in Plymouth County will be affected by how that office operates.
Go ahead, Joe.
Matt, Joe Rossi, good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Joe.
Quickly, go ahead.
Yep. Matt, Miles Heger from East Bridgewater. Great to talk to you. We've had a great Register of Probate now for 14 years. How do you plan to follow in Bob McCarthy's footsteps?
Yeah, Bob McCarthy is a great gentleman, and he's been a wonderful public servant. Not only Register of Probate, but he was a state senator. He was a started as a selectman, state rep, senator. I'm very proud to have Bob's support in this race, and I know that he's vetted the candidates very carefully, and he believes that I'm the person who can carry on his tradition of helping families when they're going through a tough time, whether that's probating an estate when a loved one's passed away, going through the problems involved in a divorce, and making sure that the Attorney of the Day program flourishes, and that's where people can get free legal advice from 9 to 1 every day in both the Plymouth and Brockton probate courthouses.
Good luck tomorrow, Matt.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, Matt. We'll let you get right into that meeting.
All right. Take care, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
You got it. Now, on the backside of Matt, I believe we have Jeff Deal, who is the state representative for the 7th Plymouth District, and he has been spending a bulk of his time over the past several months campaigning regarding question one, which is on the ballot, that is the repeal of the indexing of the gas tax. Representative, you there?
Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Well, this is a room I wish I was in right now. You got Ed, Miles, Joe, and Alex. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
These are
good.
Some of the heavy hitters
on the
South Shore.
You forgot about me.
Craig Pina.
This is the brain trust of the South Shore, in all in one room, please. this is excellent. Great to listen. But actually, yeah, working on the gas tax indexing, the repeal of it, which is yes on one. So hopefully, you know, everybody gets the message. All we just want to do is have the legislators be accountable with a vote anytime the tax goes up. So pretty simple, and been working on it for about 16 months. And what do you guys think? You guys are tossing these things around. What do you guys think is going to happen?
Okay, quickly.
Sure. Question one, as well as question three, I think is going to drive a lot of voters out to the polls. I would think it'd be a better idea if the House, the legislature, had to vote on it once a year rather than have it go up automatically.
Go ahead, quickly, Alex.
Jeff, as you know, I'm supporting question one. I agree that all we need is a vote every year to go up. It shouldn't be in there forever.
Yeah. Well, you're going around the room. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. No. We're done.
I think
if you guys just be quick, we got two more calls.
Jeff, this is Craig Pina. Just wanted to congratulate you on a lot of hard work. I think question one passes overwhelmingly tomorrow.
I agree.
Well, Well, we'll see what happens. But by the way, Alex runs a great softball and Hug Foundation with a lot of events, and that's great. Bob McCarthy, by the way, serves with great distinction as registered probate. So whoever follows him, that'll be great. But it was nice to have him in my district. And you know, this is going to be an exciting day tomorrow. I think win or lose, whoever ran certainly put their heart into all their campaigns. So I just want to, you know, thank you guys for making a forum for this. This is great.
Thank you for weighing in, Jeff.
Thanks,
all right,
Jeff.
Take care, guys.
You got it. And then we're stacking up right now. We got like 8 minutes left here. Joining us is the man from Boston himself.
The guy from Boston.
The guy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hello.
Hey, Joe. Hi. How are you, pal?
I'm going to just say one thing. You know, myself being in the media and a talk show host for 5 years, I just want to let you know, by having you to me, you know, and Alex with you tonight, you're definitely not going to reach the ratings heights that I did. I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for having me. I love WATD, the original talk station and radio station, and nobody really knows in Massachusetts. And it's a pleasure to be with you. I was on with your predecessor. I was on with you. So anytime I get to call in, I'm calling in because it is an important day tomorrow, whether or not you're a Republican or a Democrat, and because it's the most fundamental civil responsibility and right that we do have in the freest society in the world, where we don't have to be guarded. Our polling places aren't guarded by Marines, and you know there's no threat of tanks rolling. You know, as we you know, the power changes maybe, or it stays the same. And that's one thing I've always said: get engaged, and you know, vote. I would like to comment on a couple things, if you wouldn't mind, Kevin.
You got like 2 minutes, so if you want to pick one thing.
Wow, I got 2 minutes?
You got two, well, you got more.
I could do an entire thing in 2 minutes.
I know you can. Go ahead.
I just want to say that, you know, I don't understand how Ed Toomey can actually support question one, you know, the repeal of the gas tax, and at the same time be a Martha Coakley supporter, but I mean, you know, that's a little different. And, you know,
I like this guy.
He's a little wet behind the ears, so we'll straighten him up. But I'm hoping that people get out there and vote. I personally am going to cast a vote for my dear friends, Baker and Polito, who are my dear personal friends. But the main thing I wanted to tell people is get out and vote. And I did get to meet Scott Vecchi. I had many Hunt Foundation events, and I really don't know what the hell a county commissioner does, but whatever it is, he's going to do it good. Supporting him, but again, you know, as we saw the outpouring today of the love of a real great guy and a politician of saying goodbye to my friend Tom Menino, that's the important thing. People like to get out there and vote for fundamental good people, and I think that anybody that runs for office does really have in their heart the best interest of the Commonwealth. And it's so exciting to watch, you know, the whole democratic process. And I'm looking forward to breaking Alex's chops, you know, when I take him to Charlie Baker's inaugural. We're going to dance with the hottest lieutenant governor there is. I love big butts. I mean, that's just, well, it's going to be a personal request at the Park Plaza tomorrow night.
Oh, I got to let you go, but I want to say one last thing to you is continued success on your quest that you're on right now, my friend. I'm behind you.
I don't know
you.
What that is, but thank you very much, Kevin.
Well, I saw your Facebook.
Oh, you mean my getting healthy and being able to deal
that's
with my
correct.
Daughter someday?
Correct.
Well, you're definitely invited because I'm going to definitely dance all over Ed Toomey.
Well, thank you.
I'll be in the parking lot waiting for you, buddy, in 8 minutes.
The guy from Boston. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
And joining us right now, State Senator Tom Kennedy is joining us. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Senator, we got like 2 or 3 minutes left, my friend. Yeah. Talk to us. What's going on?
Well, I'm facing my first opponent in quite a while, and I've not taken it lightly. And I hope that the district has seen my efforts to serve as an open, accessible, and effective legislator. I take my job very seriously. I've had office hours in every town hall and senior center in my 8 communities, and I hopefully will gain enough support and trust to be returned to Beacon Hill.
How's the campaign been going for you, Senator?
Well, good. You know, it's been a quick summer and fall. Here it is, November, feeling like winter now. Sure. But prior to that, we've had some plenty warm days, and I've tried to get out there as best I can.
Well, continued success, and we hope you're yet again successful tomorrow.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. This is Senator Tom Kennedy. We have just about a couple of minutes left here, gents. Do we want to finish up? Everybody go around the table and give their thoughts, closing thoughts?
Sure.
Well, we have to remember, while question one is going to pass overwhelmingly, the bottle bill, people have to realize, is also indexed to inflation. We can't allow that to happen, so question two has to fail. Yes, no, no, no is the way.
I'm completely agreeing with Craig. Yes, no, no, no. Also on top of that, quickly, I think the Republicans will pick up a couple of Senate seats here in Massachusetts. It's going to be quite interesting tomorrow.
Ed?
I really hope Martha Coakley wins. I think she, as her experience as Attorney General, will make a great governor. That's who I'll be voting for tomorrow.
How about as far as any of the questions? Is there a particular question? Are you following? Are you strictly just...
Yes, casinos. I think a casino in Springfield is a great idea. It's going to create a lot of jobs, which the state needs. And my way of looking at it is that we have a lot of people that go out to Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun, and they're spending their money out of state. Mm. If they're spending the money in the state, that's more money in the state, you know, and I think it's spend the money in the state.
So if you were to go up and down, what would you suggest? How are you going to vote on the questions?
I will be voting yes on one. The bottle bill, I'm still undecided about. I think there are pros and cons to both questions. I mean, excuse me, both sides. Question three, definitely voting no. And question four, I'll be voting yes for earned sick time.
All right. Yeah. Al?
What are we talking about, Kevin?
Well, you want to give your closing sentiments as far as candidates, races, and ballot questions?
Well, I think Martha is going to pull it out. I think it's going to be extremely close. I think it's going to be a very late night, but I think Martha will pull it out. I think the Democrats are going to go pretty much right down the line. The Massachusetts Democratic Party has got a huge GOTV backing. John Walsh was instrumental in putting that in when he was the chair, and the Republicans are trying to copy it now, and they're gaining, but I think the Democratic GOTV is going to get the vote out tomorrow.
Ballot questions?
Ballot questions, I will vote yes on number one, I will vote no on the casinos, and I'm going to leave the other two to decide tomorrow.
Joe Rossi.
Ballot questions. Yes on one. No on the bottle question because of the indexing to inflation. Mm. I'm going to be voting no for casino, or yes for casino, to stop casinos, only because I've seen what Foxwoods has done to the small businesses in the community that it sits in. And I'm going to be voting against paid sick time only because I was a small business owner at one point. Okay. And I know the regulation that creates for extremely small businesses, and that's where I come from.
I'm surprised you didn't mention the Cantwell Pavlik race. Are you following that?
Oh, yes. Cantwell Pavlik. Obviously, I believe Cantwell will take that race. I think it will be closer than people think, but Cantwell will win handedly still.
Just wanted to mention Alex's mention of the Democrat get out the vote effort. Republicans try to emulate that, but we don't have SEIU thugs going around knocking on doors.
And I think that's probably
reason you don't.
Okay. But you know what? It's all good. But you know what? That's why we're all here together. We can talk.
Can we go out to the song into break, Why Can't We Be Friends? Because it would be perfect about now.
It might be an appropriate song. But I want to thank you all for being here and being a part of the conversation. Craig, we'll look forward to seeing you next week in our newly revised Red versus Blue, as you'll be taking on.
It should be a lot of fun.
Hey, go Charlie tomorrow.
We'll keep that in mind. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we're going to go a little Big Brother on you after the break. Don't go anywhere.
is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.